Bava Basra, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel 7-3, and we're nearing the end of the Perek and end of this entire topic of how sales work. And this mission really is broader than just the previous topics. It sounds like it's the same thing, but the question that the mission wants to answer is, what happens if a person says two things, kind of in one breath, and they are contradictory? So they are not, the second one contradicts the first. So that sentence, of course, is not totally coherent. The question is, do we interpret what he meant as what he said first or second, or we're not sure? And the example given is paralleling what we said in the previous Mishnah, where we talked about those two ways you could sell something. You could sell something in a precise way, mida bechevel, ani mochelach, I'm selling you based on precise measurements. Or you could say, hen chaser, hen yaser, more or less, an approximate quantity that I'm selling you. You know, it's approximately a base core. So our Mishnah says, what happens if a person says both? In other words, the Mishnah says, mida bechevel ani mochelach, hen chaser, hen yaser. So he says, I'm selling you a core of land, exactly, approximately. So which one is it, exactly or approximately? Or, so what happens then? So the Mishnah says, and it goes, there's only one opinion brought here, this is the opinion of Ben Nanas. He says that the second thing that one says is coming to, you know, restate and amend what he said previously. So it sort of overrides the first statement. So we go with the second statement because we understand what he meant was to sort of change his mind. And therefore it says the Mishnah, batel hen chaser hen yaser mida bechevel, which this is hard to punctuate, if you will. But it means when he, the thing that he said first of mida bechevel is now canceled by this thing he said second, the hen chaser hen yaser. So we go off the second statement, in other words. And similarly, the Mishnah is going to say the same thing is true if he said in other order, because the point is not, it's not about, you shouldn't think it's about approximate or precision, it's just simply what was said second. So therefore the Mishnah says, hen chaser hen yaser, if a person first says, I'm selling you the base core, and it's approximately a base core, then he says, mida bechevel, it's exactly a base core. So which one is it? Again, batel mida bechevel hen chaser hen yaser, which means, now, the second thing that was said overrides the first thing, and the first thing that he said is now annulled. That is Divrei Ben Nanas. So it's Ben Nanas Hashita. And that seems to be the sort of the end of the Mishnah. I mean, the Mishnah continues on to a new topic. There's a second case, but that seems to be the end of this discussion. The Gemara says Ben Nanas has his opinion. However, the Chachamim have their opinion. They disagree. The Chacham Hashita is that we're just misupak. We don't know if a person meant to override the first thing he said with the second statement or not. So we're left with a suffix. And in this particular case, since the person who is doing the talking is the seller, he is the one who gets to say what he meant when he said what he meant, we'll have to believe him because the other party, the buyer, is in a situation of hamotzo mechaver lavarai. He's trying to extract, you know, extra value from the sale, and he'll have to bring proof if he wants to do that. And since we're not sure who to believe, we will believe the first person because he's the one who said it and he has the upper hand since he is like the mochsak in the land and the property. So therefore, the seller has the upper hand, bottom line, and he gets to say what he meant according to the Chachamim, whether he meant precisely or approximately. And of course, he would then say whatever's in his best interest, meaning if it was, he said he was selling exactly a, if he said he's selling a base core, and then it turns out that it really was actually 1.01 base core, he'll say, oh no, I meant exactly a base core, and the last 0.01 I'm keeping. And if it ended up being 0.99 of a base core, he'll say, I meant approximately a base core, in which case the sale is binding as is, and you just get 0.99 of a base core. That's how the Chacham would learn, and that would be the Halacha. Halacha follows the Chacham. Now, the second part of the Mishnah is like a new case. We said basically we had two ways in which the sale of a base core could be. Either it's done in an approximate way, hein chaser and yeser, or in a precise way, mida bechevel. And then we said if it's mida bechevel in the previous Mishnah, that means it's, you know, we take it to a precise measurement. If we say hein chaser and yeser, so then there can be a variance. The variance we were allowed was up to 1/24, meaning like call that 4.2%, okay? So our Mishnah is going to say there's a third possibility, which is if a person said, I'm selling you my field, and I'm giving the exact, you can see with your own eyes what the field is. As you see, there's a fence around it, and there I look around, I'm selling this field which has the fence around it, and its exact size is evident to your own eyeballs because it's got a fence around it. Or he says, listen, I'm selling the field which is marked off by the river to the south and the fence to the north and the maple tree to the east, you know, and the big rock over there to the west. So you can see exactly what you're getting. So then, if the seller says, and it's a base core, so we're allowing even a larger variance than the just hin chazach and yeser, because the purchaser knows what he's getting because he can see with his own eyes. So now we're going to fall back into the basic rules of ona'a, which you learned back in Bevel Metzia, which basically say that a person, you're not allowed to sort of defraud or exploit a seller or a buyer by overcharging or underpaying, as the case may be. But we have a tolerance there of a shtus, of a sixth. So we'll say that also applies in this case over here. Again, when it's clear to the eyes of the purchaser exactly what's being sold, and then there's an approximate size for that field given, we allow for that approximate size to be variant, not just 4.2%, the 24th, but all the way to being a sixth, so we'll call that, you know, whatever, almost 17%. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah says here. Inside, it says, Basimanav uvumetzarav, if it's being sold with its signs, meaning the tree from the tree over there to the rock over there, uvumetzarav, or with its borders, meaning it's you know, it's the border is like the street on the left and the, you know, the river on the right, whatever the story is. So then, pachos mishtus higiu adshtus yenake, which means, not translating totally literally here because it's a little tricky to translate literally, it means if the variance is less than a sixth, so then the sale stands, and if it's more than a sixth, then the sale doesn't stand. What that would mean, what does doesn't stand mean? So let's say a base core is the same as saying 180 base kav. Okay, it doesn't matter. I just use the 180 because that's the number that's used throughout the Mefarshim. So because the reason why is because there are six kav in a sa, and there are 30 sa in a core, so it gives you 180 kav in a core. Okay, fine. So the point is here that if it's plus or minus a sixth of 180 kav, meaning between 150 and 210 kav, so then the sale would stand. If it's more variant than that, meaning if it's instead of 150, it's 149, so we'll say, listen, the buyer only got 149, that's not enough, and therefore we'll have to do a true-up whereby, if let's say for argument's sake, it was $1,000 a kav, so the person was supposed to be $180,000 for the 180 kav. So since it's only 149 kav, he's getting it to more than a sixth, so then the seller will have to reimburse him by the $31,000. On the flip side, if the field was said to be, you know, 180, but it actually ends up being like, say, 211, so that's, again, that's too much of a variance. So now the seller will get back a total of 31, you know, kav of land, and the purchaser will just be left with 180 exactly. Okay, that's what the Mishnah means to say over here. There's the tricky language is that it says ad shtus yinakeh, which means until a sixth you deduct. So what that means is until a sixth, meaning if you're measuring down, meaning like if it's a variance by a 50% or 40% or 30%, then you have to correct the sale doesn't stand as is, all the way down to 20% and down to 16.6% the sixth. At that point, that's odd until as to looking from that direction. At that point, you have to correct things by deducting the cost to make it fair.